the Israel-Hamas war Monday as the crisis deepens, with Israel now gearing up for a ground offensive in Gaza. The council said it will start deliberations at 2200 GMT. The UN agency supporting Palestinian refugees has warned that the Gaza Strip faces an unprecedented human catastrophe and urged Israel not to attack civilian infrastructures and to protect civilians.
And the health system, of course, in Gaza generally, but in the north in particular, is collapsing before our very eyes. Water supplies are cut, stocks are pretty well out in most of these hospitals. So these are civilian infrastructures, and they also are protected by international humanitarian law from attack. They must not be attacked. They must be places of safety.
At the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden has canceled a trip to the U.S. West, opting to stay at the White House and in touch with the situation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has reported that the president is thinking about visiting the region. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said today he's working with other leaders from around the world to make sure the conflict doesn't spread. Here's VOA's Kim Lewis.
The British Prime Minister said he had spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Now, I've raised with the Israeli Prime Minister the need to minimize the impact on civilians best we can. I've raised the humanitarian situation. We will continue to do that.
Britain has sent Royal Air Force surveillance aircraft to the eastern Mediterranean to make sure no armed shipments have been sent to other terrorist organizations in the region.
We will continue to do everything we can to alleviate the humanitarian situation on the ground, including moving some of our Royal Navy assets in.
That is VOA News. Polish voters have turned out in record numbers and seem to have ousted the country's ruling National